Around St. Francis Hospital in Roslyn, he is known as Stan the Man. He is quite a character.
You're probably wondering why I wear different color sneakers.
People can't see that, so you have one gray and one day glow yellow sneaker.
Sure, that's good, yeah.
And different socks.
Right. Every day, same thing, and I wear a bow tie. Just to be a little bit different. Try to make people laugh.
78-year-old Stan Patera is a hospital volunteer, an ambassador of goodwill, quick with a smile and a compliment, always there to help a person in need. Patera knows what it's like to be on the receiving end. He was once a patient at St. Francis.
I opened the blanket and I saw there's a puddle of blood. You could splash it with your hand. I rang the buzzer, the nurse came in, and the next thing I know, I hear 999. I said, that is for me.
He suffered aneurysms and was bleeding to death. He says his mind strayed from his body into the beautiful blackness of space.
I was traveling at a million miles an hour, going somewhere I don't know. The sheets were not moving. They were steady. All around me, I saw planets, around spheres. They were orange and red in color.
Stan Patera was at peace.
I really felt I was dipped into something. And whatever sins I had, I was forgiven.
Then he heard a voice.
I hear the doctor in the room saying, "We got this man back again. Let's not lose him."
He believes the near-death experience carried over to the recovery room. He cannot explain what he saw when his wife walked into the hallway.
As she's making a right-hand turn, another woman's coming into my room making a left-hand turn. She does not walk around her. She walked through her.
The mysterious woman spoke to him.
"You are a special person, Stan." I said, "Me?" She says, "Yes. I brought you back." She says, "I was not going to bring you back. You were not coming back. But," she said, "you had work to do. And I wanted you to come back to do that work."
Your wife said you were dreaming.
Yes.
Does she still believe you were dreaming?
Still does.
She still does.
Still does.
And what do you believe?
Oh, she's wrong. I believe I was touched. I believe I'm special.
Something beyond our comprehension.
No, I don't think beyond anyone's comprehension. I don't think so.
I mean, something spiritual.
Yeah. I just think I'm one of the lucky ones. Why? I don't know.
About a year later,
Stan walked into my office with a pair of shorts on and told me that he wanted to be the head of the hospital. And I laughed at him. He did come in. He wanted to do something to help out. He did mention that he was looking for a paid job, and I told him that he'd be paid all right, but not with money. And Stan certainly does get paid with a lot of love around the hospital.
Head of Volunteer Services Kimberly Arlotta convinced Patera that he was needed. He attends to patients and visitors, offering any assistance that is required.
I was carrying flowers to this woman. The flowers were her grandchildren. They were two flowers in a vase, maybe weighed 3-4 pounds. She was sitting in bed. I walk over to her. "Oh, am I glad that you're awake." I said, "These flowers are so heavy, you have to take them away from me." She's looking at me like I'm strange. I said, "Please, take them away." So she took them from me. I said, "You know, let me say something to you. There is nothing in this world that's heavier than love."
With a grandfather's gentle touch and a twinkle in his eye, Stan Patera brings a bit of humanity to what can sometimes be a cold, sterile, lonely place. He tries to pass on that sense of compassion to new nurses.
When you become a nurse, when you're doing your job upstairs, use your heart. Are you willing to cut a part of your heart and give it to your patient? Actually, cut a piece of it and give it to them through your fingers, through your eyes, through your mouth. Don't worry about it. Your heart is big enough. You could cut your heart a million times, and there's still a million more parts or pieces you can cut from your heart. You have to learn to treat people with compassion, with love. That's how they get better.
Kimberly Arlotta says everyone at St. Francis Hospital loves Stan the man.
Because he's a sweetheart. He does whatever he can to make somebody feel comfortable, not to have the anxiety of waiting for a loved one coming out of the OR. Stan will sit and talk to them, go over some stories with them, make them feel like they really are welcome here at the hospital, and we're doing everything we can to make them as comfortable as possible.
Stan Patera says Kimberly Arlotta was right. He does get paid, with plenty of hugs and kisses.
I got a bank account big than Donald Trump and Rockefeller's combined, you know, but I can't spend it. But I have that tucked away.
In Roslyn, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.